Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at Green Build in Toronto is Sean Regal, who is the owner of Carpet Cycle, who's got a location in New Jersey and a new one in Toronto. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp.
Good to see you. I think it's been several years since I've seen you. I know that you come to the CARE conference every year for the Carpet America Recovery Effort. Talk a little bit about your business, if you will. Tell our listeners what Carpet Cycle does.
Well, we were one of the early pioneers in carpet collection and recycling. I founded the original site in New Jersey in 1999, so we're on our 13th year of operation, and I'm happy to report it's growing nicely. 45 employees and over 750 tons of carpet per month processed through the New Jersey facility. Carpet Cycle Canada just came into existence in the last 3 months. We're based in downtown Toronto on Keele Street. New general manager was hired, Kelly McCaig, and we think it's going to be a great marketplace for us.
All right, so now you're an international company with 45 people, huh?
Right, exactly.
Let's talk a little bit. You go into commercial space and you actually rip out carpet when it's time to change out the flooring, and that's a big part of what you do. And then you take that carpet and you shave the face fibers off and you separate it into the different components and then sell it to whichever in-use market that I guess is going to pay the most for it, right?
That's right, Ken. We have multiple end-use markets. We do shear nylon broadloom, both nylon 6 and nylon 6/6. We do have a large tear-out collection business in New York and New Jersey. We find that we're a good partner for the carpet dealers that really don't want to do the demo work in the dirty side of the business. They want their installers installing carpet, and they're in the business of selling carpet. So we don't sell or manufacture, put it down. We're really specialists in the removal of it. And then, of course, none of it goes to landfill.
Looking at some of this equipment that you have in these pictures here, you actually have some highly specialized equipment that you drive around that has these blades on the front to take carpet out. So you really have figured out how to do this right.
Right. We have three different riding machines that rip out flooring off of concrete. Often the carpet is laid in wet glue, and it doesn't come up so easy. So we have the proper tools to get the job done, and especially in a timely manner. If the dealer is going to put carpet down on Saturday morning and furniture got moved out of the way Friday night, well, we have to get that done. We can't say, well, we're stuck. We can't get it out till Tuesday. Well, that's a big problem. So we've got the proper equipment. We've got teams of experienced men to get the carpet removed and get the glue scraped up to get the floor prepped for the next flooring installation.
Let's talk about these components. Like you said, you take nylon 6, nylon 6/6. We know that nylon 6 easily goes back to either Aquafil or Shaw. They're probably your big buyers there. Nylon 6/6, what do you end up doing with that?
ATR, Cartersville, Georgia, buys our nylon 6/6 fluff. They melt filter that and make it into pellets for engineered resin market. That's what's happening with the 6/6. Polypropylene currently is going into injection molded plastic parts out in the Midwest. I'm not really at liberty to discuss what the parts are, but we hope the housing industry will continue to make a comeback so we can get more demand for these plastics, especially the polypropylene.
Well, let's talk about polyester, because that's the one that most people realize that there's not a real in-use market for recycled polyester. What do you do with that?
Well, currently that's just going to waste energy, but we have done trials where we sheared polyester. It does shear very nicely because it's high face yarn content, but we are looking actively for homes for that material. Polyester tends to be a little bit more brittle than a polypropylene, or especially brittle as compared to nylon, so it could be used as a filler in certain types of products, and we're actively searching for partners to utilize the polyester feedstock culled from carpet.
There's nothing wrong with waste energy. I mean, it is an energy source, right?
Absolutely. Good BTU value in that PET carpet, for sure.
All right, so why Toronto? You're doing, you have a great business. You've been expanding. You're in New Jersey. You decided to come to Toronto. Talk about that.
Well, Toronto is such a huge marketplace. I mean, largest population center in Canada. And you can fly up from Newark now just in a quick hour to get here. So I've been doing a trip every month for about the last 16 months and doing some due diligence. And the Canadian government is very interested in recycling carbon, keeping it out of landfill, as they are with all other types of recyclable commodities. So it should be a great growth market for us.
Yeah. Great, Sean. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Sean Regal, who is the owner of Carpet Cycle out of New Jersey and now Toronto, here at Green Build. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.